We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You got the triple header of football that day, and there's college football on Friday, and then Ohio State, Michigan on Saturday, and then you know, Browns, Bengals on Sunday. It's a fun weekend with some time off too.
Best week of the year for me. This is a big week
right here.
So you know, I'm always looking forward to this game. I'm super excited. I'm super confident.
Yeah,
and we're just gonna let the chips fall where they may.
Do you have guys when you played? Are there Michigan players from when you played that you're friendly with that you'd kind of talk trash with this week or no?
Yeah, I always go at it with Marcus Ray.
Right.
You know, obviously, he was 3-1, won a national championship, so he's got a lot of rank there.
Yeah.
We beat up on him in '98. We smashed him at the Horseshoe Then. So you know, I go back and forth with a couple of those guys. My boy Chris Howard, like I said, is my mentor. We went to the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
National championship running back for those guys. So
right.
You know, I got a couple guys that I go back and forth with.
All right, but before we get to the game, I just want to go back to last. It's been a weird couple of weeks, right? You know, from the Purdue game on, and the Nebraska game, and then you know, Michigan State. The offense was terrible. The defense played great. Special teams played great. This week, the defense was just maybe the worst I've ever seen for Ohio State.
Yeah, it was bad.
But the offense played well. It was so weird. First of all, let's give some credit to the Maryland running back. This kid, oh my God.
Listen, he's a player.
Like, freshman.
They got a bunch of athletes over there. I don't know what they've been doing at Maryland, but they've been sneaking in some athletes over there that are pretty talented in that backfield and those wide receivers. So, you know, give those guys credit. He came in, he ran hard, it's north and south. But, yeah, like you said, that's one of the worst performances I've seen from an Ohio State defense ever, for sure.
You know, and the thing is, like, I'm not – you've done – now, you said this with the Browns a couple times. They should have won this game. I'm not usually should have won guy. But on that final two-point conversion try that Maryland tried, and I think it was the right call to go for two because you're the underdog. You don't think so?
I would go I would go one more just because
our
defense couldn't stop them.
That's true.
It was
like
it was
that's
two
fair.
Or three or four of it. It was only the first one.
I never
you
kill
scored,
a team.
And you scored on the first play.
True. I never kill a team for trying to win.
Yeah,
going
not at
for
all.
It.
I'm not mad.
But it's a good point. But – he had that kid wide open in the end zone, and he made a bad throw.
He did. Listen, we escaped.
And
for me,
no doubt.
I just want to escape with the W. I did not want to come in here and talk about losing to Maryland
before
this game.
Yeah.
That would have been just a terrible week leading up to it. They found a way to get it done. They kept the momentum going. Dwayne Haskins went for over 400 yards for the fourth time this year.
Yeah.
He's demolishing every passing record in Ohio State history as he goes in his first year starting. So, a lot of things to say. I mean, a lot of upside. J.K. Dobbins to over 200 yards rushing last week.
They could use Mike Weber back.
A lot of bright spots. Yeah. So I'm not really concerned. Listen, we got a bunch of talent. Mike Weber's been there, done that. Dobbins been there, done that. Paris Campbell. We got fourth and fifth year receivers, and it's going to be on them. They cannot allow the Michigan defensive backs to lock them down one-on-one. They got to make explosive plays in the passing game if they want to win this week, period. I'm putting it on the receivers. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, the offense has got to play well because Michigan's going to score in this game.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah.
The offense has got to play well to win this game. Listen, obviously you're at home. That's a big advantage. The rivalry, you know, you could throw the records out the window to some degree. And I do think it's an edge for Ohio State that they have dominated – in recent years, because I think it puts more pressure on Michigan to win because of the Ohio State domination.
Well, I mean, I kind of sat in that seat.
Yeah.
In the Michigan seat.
Right, sure.
You know, my senior year.
Did you guys feel more pressure?
No, I mean, of course. We hadn't won at Michigan since 1987. Like, it was 2001. We hadn't won a game in Michigan since 1987.
Right.
So I'm tired of hearing about these people. Like, that's where all the frustration, all the anger came out for me to have a big game like that, because I was just sick and tired of hearing about Michigan. And I'm sure those kids over there in that locker room, they are sick and tired of hearing about the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in here. I think they're going to play great. I want them to play great. But we got too many playmakers on this Ohio State team for them not to have their best day in this rivalry. This is where you leave your mark. I mean, I'm expecting a bunch of those guys to step up and play lights out, and that's all. And that's what they got to do.
Well, we know Ohio State is it's not. Listen, Michigan's been the better football team for the past month. It's not even a debate. But talent-wise, they're neck and neck, and Ohio State even might be more talented. So the question is, can they be more efficient with the talent they have? Can they execute better than they have all year, right? Because if they play like they've played for the past month, they won't win this game. But they're capable of more. Can they put it together in this game on this day? That's the question that we won't know until the game started. They're capable of winning this game. There's no doubt about it. It's not like Michigan's a 20-point favorite here. It's a 3-point game. It's weird to see Michigan favorite at Ohio State.
I love it.
But, you know, okay, yeah.
I love it.
You know, but the game could go either way. We know that. I was saying before, if Ohio State, you know, Michigan wants to run the ball. And Ohio State's been a passing team. Not that they can't run the ball, but they've been a passing team. If Ohio State can get a lead and maybe get Michigan, get Nancy, and maybe get out of their rhythm of what they want to do, maybe they make mistakes and that's how you win the game. We'll see, but it should be another great game. If Michigan can't win this year, it feels like they're never going to win.
I mean, with this type of rivalry, man, like I said, we won, what, 14 out of the last 16. So at the end of the day, we've had our way. So,
yeah.
But that doesn't matter. You throw all the records out of the book. None of that matters when you line up in the horseshoe on Saturday. It's all about who's going to be the toughest team, number one, who's going to execute, who's not going to turn the ball over. Ohio State, for the last couple of weeks, have been turning the ball over. They weren't doing that early in the season. They cannot afford to turn the ball over. If they cannot turn the ball over and get Michigan to have to drive the length of the field as opposed to giving up 90 and 80-yard runs, we have a very good shot to win this game. But if we come out and they're just running all over us, running down our throat 80, 40, 60 yards, it's going to be a long day for us.
Well, who do you blame? All right, let me ask you this. I'm not trying to be negative and say they're going to lose, but if they lose, do you fire the defensive coaching staff?
I mean, that's hard for me to do that to Greg Schiano after 1 year. I mean,
it's not one. He's been there longer than 1 year.
Yeah, but he's been great until this year.
Oh, I see. Like,
we haven't had this conversation until this year.
All right.
For me, once again, I think it's talent. I think at the linebacker position, we're not as talented as we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
I think at the cornerback position, we don't have the lockdown guy. Safety, same thing. We got a lot of true sophomores. We got a lot of true guys that have never really had game experience. Now they have to step up and carry that load of these guys who are going first round, who are leaving earlier.
Right, they just
haven't been able to do it at the level we like. But they have been able to do it to the level of being 10-1. You beat Michigan. You win the Big Ten Championship. Now you got everything that you ever wanted.
Yeah, I will look at the whole – listen, right now the season at this moment, even a 10-1 feels like a disappointment. But
not for me. Never.
Okay, for me, it feels like a disappointment.
Never.
Because my expectations for Ohio State are as high as they can possibly be.
Did it feel like a disappointment in 2002 where we won every game by 1 point? This is the same type of season.
To be honest, I wasn't paying close attention.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
It was
the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We barely won.
Right. But what I was going to say is, if you beat Michigan, then it turns around.
Right.
Then it turns around. If you lose to Michigan, the season's a disappointment. No doubt. 10-2 and losing to Michigan. They're not a normal team. This is Ohio State. The expectations are through the roof.
We think totally different.
You don't think if they lost to Michigan, it's a disappointing season?
Yeah, I mean, we never want to lose to the team up north.
Right.
Of course. But listen, you're not going to win every game. Let's be clear. Like, we've had a great run, but I'm not saying that we're going to come out here and beat these people for the next 20 years in a row. I don't think like that. At some point, they're going to beat us, and that's fine.
But I'm not saying just because you lose the game, the season's a disappointment. Combining it with what we've seen already, I would look at it as a disappointment.
I think
most fans will.
Last year, 11-2, going, spanking USC, who we hadn't beat since the 70s.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great season. Even though we didn't make the playoffs, I thought it was a great year. That's just me. But like I played on a 6-6 team there, so I know how it feels to really suck.
Yeah.
Let's be clear, I'm being real.
No, I hear you, but there's a long way from disappointing to suck. I'm not saying they suck.
A lot of people saying they suck right now.
Well, they don't suck. That's silly. That's going too far.
I'm disappointed.
They're a victim of their own expectations.
Yeah, and I'm disappointed in a lot of the Ohio State fans. I'm standing on the radio. I am so disappointed at the stuff I see online. They're already giving Michigan a game. They've already quit on the team.
Well, here's
if you feel like that, public service announcement, give your tickets away. Put them on eBay. Give them to somebody who's going to go to the stadium and really cheer for the team. We don't need all that negative energy in the stadium because I've been hearing the stadium, the horseshoe, has not lived up to the expectation of what we need the
crowd
to be.
You're calling out the fans.
Listen,
I don't think it's – if you're an Ohio State fan and you say, I think Michigan's going to win, but I believe in my team and I'm going to root for them.
You can't think like that. They got to prove it, bull. You can't think like that.
No, I understand what you're saying. Here's even worse. You're going to go bananas with this one. We had a caller yesterday who said, I don't want Ohio State to win this game because then they're going to get blown out by Alabama in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. I mean,
is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I mean, listen.
You don't want them to win?
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to play? Again.
I don't know.
When they won their last national championship, nobody thought they were going to win that championship.
Nobody.
Everybody thought they were going to lose to Alabama.
Yes.
So, yeah, listen, they could, if they beat Michigan, if they played Alabama, everybody's going to predict Alabama to win. Everybody's going to predict Alabama to win against everybody. But it doesn't mean you couldn't win the game.
Show up and play, man.
That's right.
Show up and
play.
That's
silly. No matter, even I could understand if you're not as confident in Ohio State as you've been in the past. I get it. But to say I don't want them to win because I don't want them to get embarrassed in the playoff, that's silly to me. That's a bad fan right there.
Listen, I'm not with fair weather fans. Either you're gonna ride with the team or ride with the team. Listen, I don't want to hear nothing negative until they come in there and take this game from the Buckeyes. We run this series right now, and that's how I'm living. I'm not. I don't have no fear, none of that. Come prove it. Come take it.
Listen, that's fair. You know, that's not unfair. They've got to prove they can beat Ohio State. Jim Harbaugh's got to prove he can beat Ohio State. He has not been able to get it done. So a lot to prove.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.